from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president makes historic visit. U.S. President Barack Obama is traveling to Cuba on a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they broke off ties. He will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro as well as with Cuban dissidents. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more on the story.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
Voters in Niger are choosing a president today, with incumbent Mahamudu Issoufou in line to easily win the runoff after his jailed opponent was flown out of the country for medical reasons, and the opposition called for a boycott of the election. A VOA reporter in Niger says voting began very quietly, with low turnout across the country in early voting hours. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou was taken from his jail cell and flown to a Paris hospital on Wednesday. Amadou has been in jail since November on baby trafficking charges. This is VOA News.